On the streets of Amsterdam, there's little evidence of impending change. The bicycles and canals lend a leisurely pace to life. But these are politically turbulent times in the Netherlands. 50 kilometres west, in The Hague, is the Dutch Parliament. In February, the government collapsed. The two largest parties failed to agree on extending the NATO mission in Afghanistan, triggering new elections. Many Dutch feel their country has done more than its fair share in Afghanistan, like this wife of a Dutch soldier serving there. She spoke to VOA.
When we talk with America, you can see that they like what we're doing and that we're participating so much. But sometimes I also think, well, what are we? We're just a pinch on the map, and we're doing a lot of jobs everywhere.
The Netherlands has close to 2,000 troops in Afghanistan. Most are in the south of the country. More than 20 Dutch soldiers have died. With no agreement on extending the mission, they are to begin pulling out in August. Dr. Marcel de Haas is a lieutenant colonel in the Dutch army, currently seconded to the Klingendaal Institute for International Relations. He spoke to VOA at the training area for Dutch troops heading out to Afghanistan and said money will dictate future Dutch participation in military operations.
Already at the current budget, we can't pay for all these operations.
The Afghan war may have brought down the current Dutch government, but analysts like Ron Meerhof at the De Volkskrant newspaper say now it's taking a back seat in the political campaign.
Now it's all national issues that are at stake, and the economic crisis and the Afghan situation is hardly mentioned nowadays.
Although the economy may decide how most people vote, the Afghan mission continues to divide Dutch opinion.
It has been unpopular from the outset. Most people want the interference from the Dutch to stop as soon as possible.
I think we should stay there, because I think the people over there are doing a very good job, so I think they should finish this job.
Getting the economy back on track may be the immediate task facing the next Dutch government, but Marcel de Haas fears international relations could suffer.
It will also affect our political influence international. For instance, we are currently invited for the G20. I think that's going to stop. We are going to lose political influence in international fora, especially in NATO. I'm convinced of this.
The Netherlands may not be alone. Across Europe, governments are debating cuts in defence spending, which could hit missions like that in Afghanistan. For the Dutch, it may cost them influence in international affairs. But for many voters, it's a price they're willing to pay to ride out the economic storm. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Amsterdam.